something about preoperative axillary ultrasound. And what I want to do is just take you through how this has worked out. So we started off with 14,500 cancers up here, and we looked at the axillary ultrasound, and 44% of them had axillary ultrasound. And I'm just going to follow this line down. Of the ones that had axillary ultrasound, 12% of them were abnormal. And of those, 85% of them actually had a biopsy, and that would be either an FNA or a core. And so overall, 4% of the cases right from the top here ended up having some sort of either an FNA or a core. Then if you go down to there, the results of those, 295 of those 643, that's 49% of them, ended up with a B5 or a C5. So you can see that we have actually ended up here with 295 of them from the top there that came through this route as positive, so that they would have not had a sentinel lymph node biopsy and therefore potentially have had a repeat operation.